verses. God's laid on my heart this week, and I want to give it to you, is we must protect the church. We must protect the church. And you say, preacher, what are you talking about protecting the church? Are you talking about the church building? Are you talking about the premises that we're on? And this is not the church. You and I are the church. We are the church. This is just a building that we assemble in every week to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I'm talking about protecting the church, each other. And the only way we can do that is through the Word of God this morning. I want to say this morning, it's good to be back home. Amen. Good to be back in God's house this morning, into this place this morning to reverence Him. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 1. If you found your place, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the Word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, I just want to say it's good to be in your house. Lord God, I thank you this morning that there is a church that needs to be protected. And Lord God, that's not my church, but that's your church. And Father God, you said in the Word that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And Lord, I thank you this morning that the world may be in a spiral down, hey, but the church ain't. Lord God, I thank you this morning that we don't look to the man or any man, but we look to the man, Christ Jesus. And Lord God, this morning as we take a moment in your Word and we study this Word this morning, I pray that it would pierce my heart this morning. I pray it would search my soul this morning. And Lord God, I pray that I would just do what you've called me to do. Lord God, there's people that comes in each and every week, Father. They need a word, and they don't need a word from a preacher, but they need a word from heaven. So, Lord, we ask you this morning to open the windows of heaven. Pour out your word on these people and on this preacher this morning. Father God, I love you. I thank you. Lord God, I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that he died for me when I was unworthy. Father God, I thank you that he went to the cross. Father God, he's seen the need in my life. Lord God, I thank you for a word this morning that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, if there's one lost this morning, save them for it's eternally too late. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning, protecting the church. I want to share this with you this morning in a way that maybe you'll understand it the way God's given it to me as I read this text, protecting the church. You know one thing that's a turn-off to a local body church or a turn-off to a child of God when another child of God sees one is when a child of God would cuss or use profanity or use a potty mouth. You ever thought about that? That'll turn another man off in a split second. It'll turn that man off. You know, and I don't know where I'm going with this morning, but it's for somebody. Can I get a witness? You know what I'm talking about this morning? So he said that we must protect the church. We must protect what God's given us. We must watch what we say. We must watch what we speak. We must watch... it's done got quiet. Woo, glory. Can I get a witness? Hey, we must watch what we say. We must watch what we speak. We must watch what we do. We must watch everything that we do in this life that we call Christianity this morning. For the folks this morning, I want you to know that as we read this, Paul has given Timothy the command to make sure that the church didn't allow evil to creep in into the church. The same is true today. It's yours and it's my responsibility as well to make sure that evil don't creep in to the house of God. Amongst the believers this morning, we must set ourselves aside and look into the Word of God this morning. Number one this morning, I want to share it with you this morning. We must not do that because there is a charge at the church. Hey, it's our responsibility. Hey, because we've been given a charge to watch ourselves, to watch what God would have us to do. Look with me in the Word, if you will, in verse number one. The Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. He said, I charge ye this morning to preach the word. This morning when he charged that preach the word, you know what the preaching of the word will do? That preaching of the word this morning, the preaching will convict you. I want you to know, preaching of the word of God, it will convict an individual. Paul told Timothy, just preach the word. Have you ever tried to change somebody in your life? You've seen them going down the wrong path. You've seen them going the wrong way. Hey, it may be a family member this morning. And through your own power, you tried to change them. You wanted them to do better. You wanted them to go a different way. Hey, but you, nothing you said would get them to go a different way. And then you turned them over to God. And then they heard the preaching of the Word of God. And it wasn't long, that preaching of the Word of God, it convicted that individual. I don't know about you, but I've never been in a service where a person would be singing and people would get up and go out and use the bathroom. Can I get an amen? I've never been in a singing service where people will leave and get mad and go out. Hey, but I have been in a preaching service where the man of God will preach thus saith the word of God. Somebody will get convicted. They'll get offended. They'll get up and they'll walk through them doors and they'll go out the back door. Friends, this morning, if I do my job, you must understand that the word of God will convict an individual. It won't let him keep going the same way he was going. It won't let him keep doing the same thing he was doing. This morning in the word of God, it says that the preaching of the word of God, it will convict an individual, but also preaching will challenge an individual. It'll challenge that person in their life when they hear that word preached. He said, I want you to do this. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. He said, I want you to reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You say, preacher, what does that mean? That preaching will convict you. That preaching will challenge you. But I want you to know this morning, the preaching of the word of God, it will change an individual. It'll change that individual when a man stands behind a sacred desk and he preaches, thus saith the word of God this morning. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 4 this morning in verse number 18. We'll see what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did under the preaching of the word of God. Luke chapter number 4 in verse number 18 this morning. As you're making your way there, I don't know about you, but I love to hear preaching. Man, I love to hear the word of God. That word of God, not only will it reprove me, hey, but it'll rebuke me. It'll show me where I need to go. It'll show me what I need to do. You know what Jesus did here? He had came to this place and he had took the book and he got up and he read it. And you know what Jesus said he was anointed to do? He was anointed to preach the word of God. Hey, Jesus wasn't anointed to sing. Hey, Jesus was anointed to preach the word of God. I would say to you this morning, we need more men of God that'll stand and preach the word of God and proclaim that Jesus Christ, he's not a good way, he's not a better way, but he would proclaim that he's the only way, only through the blood of Jesus Christ, that the man of God would stand and he would proclaim that if you're broken this morning, you can be healed. If you're injured this morning, you can be healed. If your spirit's broken, you can be healed this morning, and only by the blood of Jesus Christ. He says this morning in Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 18, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus talking, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Jesus said that Spirit's on me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. You know what this church's number one focus ought to be? Brother, this morning what you said, we must preach the word of God. It's good to help people that's in need. It's good to help the hunger. It's good to help them people. But our number one thing in this church is to preach the word of God. To evangelize and tell people, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised this morning. He says this morning that if we have a charge at the church to preach the word of God. When we preach that word of God, it'll convict you, it'll challenge you, and it'll change you this morning. It's the word of God that'll do that in your life. when that word of God is preached and you understand that word of God and it's directed straight to your life. But I also know this, if you'll look right up in your verse here to 2 Timothy 3:16, he said all scripture. You said, preacher, I don't like all of it. I'll take what I like and what I don't like I'll do away with. Friends, I want you to know this morning, if you don't take the whole Bible, you won't take none of it at all. Hey, if you want him for a little bit, it won't work. He's going to be Lord of all, or he won't be Lord at all. Hey, friends, I want you to know this morning, he said that all scripture's profitable this morning. You say, I don't understand it. Hey, it's still profitable. Can I get an amen? He says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture, not some of it, but all of it, even when you don't like it, even when you don't understand it, all scripture is profitable. Look what he says. All scripture is given by inspiration. Hey, look here. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. He said if you want to have a life that's righteous before God, you get into the Word of God. Amen. You get into that Word of God. You study that Word. You get on that Word and let God show you on the meat of the Word this morning. He said that we preach the scriptures, we preach the sign, and we preach the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said it's profitable for you this morning, but I want to give you this. He said it's profitable because it's what the doctor ordered. Amen. That's why it's doctrine. That's why he's given us the Word of God. That's why he's given us this book, because there's a charge at the church. And I want to give you this, and I just want to share it. The church influences the world, not world influence the church. We influence the world, not the world influence us. You say, why should I preach, a preacher? Why should we preach the Word? Why should we stand on the Word? Hey, Jesus preached the Word. Hey, John the Baptist preached the Word. Apostle Paul preached the Word. So we might as well preach the Word, amen, and share that good news this morning. I love it in the Word of God when he's a charge at the church. He said that Word of God, here's what it'll do. That Word of God, it'll reprove you, it'll rebuke you, and it'll exhort with all long suffering. I want to share that with you. What reprove would be. Reprove is when you've done wrong, and that Word of God has showed you what you've done wrong. It reproves you. It tells you, hey, that's wrong. That's not the way you should go, and you shouldn't do that no more. But let me show you what rebuke does. Reprove and rebuke is two different things. Reprove shows you, the Word of God shows you what's wrong, and to rebuke draws the line in the sand. It draws the line in the sand. You know what we do in the life we live when that line's drawn in the sand so many times? Hey, can I do this and still go to heaven? Just how far can I get out there? How far can I get out of the will of God to not be too far out of the will of God? Friends, I want to give you this morning. A child of God that's not living for God is out of the will of God. A child of God that's not living for God is out of the will of God. Hey, this week we was on a mission trip, and I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to, Brother Kevin. Hey, we was on a mission trip this week, and everybody there was born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ by testimony that was given. And there was one individual there. And man, I'm telling you what, he was cussing up a storm. Wait a minute. Can I get a witness there? A child of God ought not have a potty mouth. A man of God should not have a potty mouth. A woman of God should not have a potty mouth. You say, preacher, what does that mean? That means that we don't walk the way the world walks. The world does not influence us. What influences us is the Word of God. Friends, I want you to get this morning. There's people watching you and there's people watching me, and they're wanting to know what we're preaching matches up with our walk. If our walk don't match up with what we're preaching is not true. There must be a difference in our life in what God has called us to do. He said, number one, there's a charge at the church. He said that line's drawn in the sand. The Bible tells you you've got to do this or it will not work. But here's the problem. I see not only is there a charge at the church, you've been given a charge and I have too. He's not giving me a charge higher than your charge. He's not giving you a charge higher than my charge. He said that we all should live righteousness in Christ Jesus. All should live a holy life in Christ Jesus. We put this up. Biblical warning. Sugar-coated preaching is dangerous to your soul. I can't help it. I can't help it. Let me give you this. If I sit here and tell you, hey, just do what you live any way you want to. Do what you want to do and it's going to be okay. That's sugarcoating. That will not work. And let me tell you what's going on in churches. There's a charge been given to every church. I don't care what's written on the front of that church. If it's a church, there's been a charge that's been given. But here's the problem. There's a charge at the church, but there's confusion at the church. There's confusion. People don't understand. There's a charge being given, but we see how other people live, and it confuses what God has called us to do. And I want to share you with this morning. You say, is it in the text? Yes, it is. Not only is there a charge at the church, but look in verse number 3. There is confusion at the church. The world's living the way they're supposed to live. Get this. The world's living the way they're supposed to live. A lost man lives the way a lost man's supposed to live. But a saved man ought not live like a lost man. A born-again man cannot live like a lost man. I want you to get this morning. There's confusion at the church. Not only is there a charge, but there's confusion. And he said, I want you to know, if I don't like what's going here, I'll go down the road and get what I like. Friends, I want you to get this morning. The confusion at the church is not of God, but it's of his people. Look what he says in verse number 3. For the time will come. I believe we're in that time. I believe we're in that time. Folks, I want you to know, when Jesus Christ saved me, my potty mouth was gone. There's nothing destroys your testimony more than you using potty mouth. You say, that's baby turn. You understand it, though, potty mouth. Cussing. That is a turn off to what we're trying to proclaim. Brother Kevin, that's eating on me all week long. That's eating my spirit all week long. Potty mouth. Let me give you this. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. There's a time coming they will not endure sound doctrine. If there's one thing we need to do at this church, we need to stand on sound doctrine of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to stand on that word, preach that word, preach that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus Christ. We need to preach that. We need to teach that. And we need to teach, when you come to know Jesus Christ, there'll be a change in your life. If there's not been a change in your life, there's never been a conversion in your life. When a man, woman, boy, or girl, they've been converted, there'll be a change. He said there'll be a change in that man's life. There'll be a change in that woman's life. In the Word of God, he said there's a confusion at the church, though. He said, for the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They tell them what they want to hear. They give them what they want to hear. Let me give you this. He said there's that confusion at the church. He said, how do you know it's at the church? Turn right back with me to 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 5. I love what Paul's telling Timothy here. He said, I want you to know there's going to come a time they're not going to understand. They're not going to want to understand, but you must preach the Word of God. He says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 5, not only is there a charge at the church, but there's confusion at the church. There's confusion. Look what he says. Having a form of godliness. If you look, man, they got a form of godliness. They got a form of godliness, but denying the power, therefore, from such turn away. From such turn away. Folks, this morning, I want you to know this. What confuses the gospel is not the world, it's the church. There's a charge given to you and I, and we must not be confused about it. There's a charge being given, and we must not be confused. We must live the way God's called us to live under the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said they will not endure, in verse number 3, they will not endure sound doctrine. And get this, if you don't believe this, they will not endure sound doctrine, they'll want a second opinion. A lot of times they'll want a third opinion. A lot of times you can look into the Word of God, and the Word of God will tell you exactly what you can do and what you can't do, and then they'll go to the preacher and say, can I really not do that? Folks, if the Bible says it, that's just the way it is. If the book says it, that's the way it is, and that's what we stand on around here. He said not only is there a charge, but there's confusion at the church. He said there'll come a time they will not endure sound doctrine. That'd be like me going to these two doctors sitting over here, and they gave me a prescription of medicine to take, and I said, I'm not doing what they say. They the doctors, not me. If I want to get well and I want to get healed, I'll do what they say. Guess what? Jesus Christ, he is the great physician. And when he writes it in the book, he tells me what I need to do. I read that word. I study that word. And I apply it to my life, same as you do. And it shows me how to live my life. He said they will not endure sound doctrine. They'll heap to themselves teachers and have an itching ears. That's what they want. They want to hear the good things and not what God would have them to do. They feel good. If it feels good, do it. Anything goes. Just live any way you want to live. That's not in the Word of God. Folks, that's not found in the Word of God. That's not found in this book. That's not found. Not one time you find in the Word of God, do it your way and it'll work. It says do it God's way and it'll work. Do what God's called you to do and it'll work. Do what God has called you to do in your life and it'll work. He says not only there's charge at the church, but there's confusion. They'll have itching ears and they'll turn away their ears from the truth. Turn with me to Revelation chapter number 2 and verse number 7 this morning. He says that to protect the church, to protect you and I must warn you this morning. I believe that in my spirit this morning. I must warn you. I don't know who it's for, but I must warn you this morning. If you've been born again, you've got a charge this morning to live under the what God's called you to live under and don't confuse. Don't get confused in what the world's pumping out there. Don't get confused in what the world's telling you. Jesus Christ is still in control. Revelation chapter number 2 and verse number 7 says, he that hath an ear. Revelation 2, 7, he that hath an ear, let him hear. What do you want to hear, preacher? Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Friends, this morning, he that overcomes, what does he overcome? He overcomes Satan. He overcomes confusion. He overcomes them things in his life by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning. We don't get tangled up in what the world's giving. We don't get tangled up in what the world's preaching. We study and read this Word of God. Our brother said this morning in Sunday school, you know when a man's preaching the truth and when he's preaching error. You know when a man's telling you what the Bible says and you know if it's in there and you know if it's not in there. Friends, this morning, never let me preach nothing to you that I can't back up with the Word of God. When I take you to that point, he says, number one, there's a charge at the church. Number two, there's confusion at the church. But I want to end with this, and I want to slow down. Then verse number five, there's a challenge at the church. There's been a challenge given to you, and there's been a challenge given to me. I love a good challenge, don't you? I like when a man charges me. I like when the confusion's gone. It's out of the way. I ain't got to put up with that mess. That's a word we use over yonder, by the way. I had to put up with that. Because there's a challenge given to my life. I want to share this with you. Last Sunday night, this body of believers was challenged. And by the way, we're in revival on Sunday nights. We're in revival on Sunday nights. And you know what God showed me this past week? The revival ain't always for the church. It could be for the man that's preaching the revival. He could have a challenge that he needs. Sit in a deacon's meeting. Told the deacons, me and the deacons discussed. Usually we just pay the preacher and go on. You just pay the preacher and go on. We got back there and we got discussing, and I said, God's laid it on my heart just to stick a bucket at it. Now, I'm talking about now there's a charge given. And there ought not be no confusion when that charge is given. You know it's come straight from God. There's no discussion. You just know what God's called you to do. If you know what God's called you to do this morning, there ought not be no confusion in it if it's from God. You ought to know. If God's given you that charge to preach that word, do what he's called you to do, and live the way he's called you, there ought not be no confusion. But there's a challenge. Satan don't want you to do what God's called you to do. So let's just put a bucket at the back of the church. Let the church give what they want to give. And that's just the way it'll be. I said, let's do it. Never, I've been here 8 years as pastor of this church, and never one time have I put a bucket at the back and did that. Never one time for a guest evangelist. I didn't know where God was leaving. I didn't know what he was doing, but I was going to trust him. I was going to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Put the buckets at the back. We dismiss, go out. Brother Keith Box, and he told me to use this to the church. By the way, it's his permission. I share this with you. He stood right back there, and Brother Eric come out. He had the money, had written on there exactly what was taken up. He gave it to him. Brother Keith looked at it, and he broke down, started squalling. Melted down in the floor back there. I'm talking about melted down right where he was at. I'm talking about tears flowing down his face. Me and Brother Eric, there he is. We helped him get his composure back just a little bit. I'm talking about a church. We've been given a charge here. I don't know about all the other churches right here, but I know I've been given a charge to preach the Word of God to you and us do what God's called us to do. And confusion's trying to come in among us. There's confusion trying to come in. God's not the author of confusion. If there's confusion in your life, God's not in it. He's clear, he's straight, he's right to the point. So there is no confusion where God is. So there's a charge given, the confusion is out of the way, and there was a challenge given that night to meet a need, and we didn't even know it. He sat back there and he left. And that night he got home and he texts late. I didn't get it late. I go to bed early. Can I get a witness? Y'all younger folks understand that earliness. Just give it a couple years. That next morning I woke up and there it was on my phone. Brother BJ, the reason I broke down, I just wanted you to know, my sweet dear wife, Teresa. Sweet wife, Teresa, had a test that needed to be run. If God don't intervene, Sister Teresa, her legs and stuff's in bad shape. Brother BJ, I just want you to know how much it meant for me to preach at Union Chapel and your people being obedient to the charge that God had given them. When that love offering was taken up, our insurance no longer would cover the test that needed to be given to her. Her test was gone and insurance would not cover. We did not know where the money would come. The money that that church took up for me covered that test completely and left me $31 in gas to get her to that test. Friends, I want you to know that's what my God does. That's what my God does. Friends, I want you to know, hey, we've called this revival in this month up here. We've called it in the Sunday evenings. It may not be for me. It may not be for you. It may be for the man to stand behind that sacred desk. I don't know who it's for, but I do know this. When that charge has been given to this church and that challenge has been given, we want to do what God has called us to do. Amen? Man, that touched that man in a mighty way. He said that he had been praying, God, give me an answer. Show me what to do. And he said, just trust and obey. He said, not only is there a charge at the church, there's confusion at the church, but he said, there's a challenge. And this morning, I want to show you in closing the challenge that's been given. And when I show you this challenge, I want you to ask yourself one question. I've asked myself this week. Am I going to take the charge or am I going to live in confusion? I'm tired of living in confusion. Either get on board or get out. I'm tired of living in confusion. I'm tired of living in that way. You're tired of living that way. Either get on board or get out. That's what God's told me in my life. I'm speaking to me now. He said, you either get on board what I've called you to do or get out of the way. Folks, when God speaks to your heart that way, it is a way that'll wake you up in a mighty way. He said, there's no confusion where I'm at. So if you're walking in confusion, get on over here. Or get out of the way. He said there's been a charge given and there's a challenge given. Will you accept that charge and that challenge God's given you this week? You know what it is, what God's been calling you to do. You know what God's been putting on your heart. Are you going to accept that charge? Are you going to accept that challenge? Are you going to continue to live in confusion? Let me show you this. He said that challenge is given. Man, this is just, whoo, thank you, Jesus. Look with me in verse number 5. Here's the challenge. But watch. But watch thou in all things. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. If you've been afflicted, endure it. If things has come your way, endure it. You'll never have to endure nothing like he did on the cross. You'll never have to go through nothing like Jesus Christ went through on the cross. I don't care what goes, you'll never go through an affliction like he did on the cross of Calvary. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Watch in all things, stay alert. Endure afflictions, and do the work of evangelists. You know what that is? Share the gospel. Share the good news wherever you go. If you want to get over what's going on in your life and all the confusion, share Jesus with somebody. This morning I come to tell you this. We must protect the church. There's been a charge given here. As we sat there, a prayer request given this week was this. And I busted out laughing. I shouldn't have done it. This man raised his hand and said, we're looking for a preacher. And we're looking for one as a church we can mold the way we want him. And before I knew anything, I busted out laughing over there. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? Folks, this morning I want you to know it's not for me to mold you and it's not for you to mold me. It's for the Holy Ghost of heaven to mold me and it's for the Holy Ghost of heaven to mold you. And he said, I've given Brother BJ a charge, but he ain't the only one got the charge. Every one of you sitting on these pews, if you've been blood bought, born again by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's given you a charge this morning. He's given me a charge. And you say, preacher, there's so much confusion because it's not of God. If you get in with God, the confusion will be gone. Then you can take that challenge, it's right in your hands, and you can walk with it the way God's called you to walk. This morning, I want to ask you a question. We're going to have an altar call. This morning, are you living under that charge and you're living under that challenge that God's given you and you're happy? Or are you living under confusion? Remember, a time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. But they'll heap to themselves teachers because they have itching ears. If this morning you went to the doctor this week and you had a spot, and he done a test, maybe you got a spot spiritually this morning. Test has been run on you already. And you went to your doctor this week and he run the test and he come in and he said, I can tell you like it is or I can lie to you. What would you want the doctor to tell you? Would you want the truth or would you want to say, I'll come back in a couple weeks and you can tell me the truth. Let me go just think on it. I'd say 99.9% of everybody in this room say, give it to me straight, doc. This morning, can I say to you on the authority of God's word, you're sitting there this morning and you're saying, give it to me straight, preacher. Jesus Christ, give it to me straight. If there's something in my life that I'm not walking that charge and that challenge you give me, whatever that confusion is, show me what it is so I can ask forgiveness of it and you can cleanse it up and clean it out. This morning as a church, there's one thing that we must do. We must accept that charge, walk in that challenge, and get the confusion out the back door and follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would ask you this morning, are you protecting the church or are you hurting the church? Let us pray. Lord God, I love you so much. And I thank you for the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, I understand as years wax on, the preaching of the word's going to become more uncommon. But Father God, I do know this. It'll always be one way to heaven. That's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Compromising won't work. If you compromise in one area, you'll compromise in another. Whoever it is this morning that's going to compromise, they're going to compromise this morning. They're going to walk back out living in confusion. Father God, I pray they wouldn't walk out that way. I pray they'd take that charge that's on their life and that challenge. And they say, I'm going to follow you, Lord. I'm going to follow you and I'm going to be obedient to what you've called me to do. Lord God, I pray this morning for each and every soul that's in this place. Lord, there's not a person in this place who wants to die and go to a devil's hell. And Lord God, there's not a person in this place that you want them to go there. That's why you sent Jesus, that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. The charge you've put on him, I pray you challenge him to get the confusion out of the way and get to the Christ. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I ask you to stand.